to begin a new project, to move further to a new state of life, or to move to a new place is always a big challenge, full of expectations and even anxiety and insecurity, and require from us planning, faith and confidence, trust. God called Abraham to leave everything that he has, his land and the house of his father, and to go to a new land that God promised to him, and that God said that it will be a sign of his blessing for all generations. And Saint Paul reminded to Timothy that all believers are called by God to live a holy life, and that we all must share the responsibility, and that we all must share the responsibility, the task of proclaiming and living the good news, the gospel. At the gospel, the invitation of God the Father is very clear. Listen to the voice of his Son. Listen to Jesus Christ. Knowing that if we listen to him, knowing that if we obey his voice, then he will enable us to change our life. He will give us the power to renew our life. He will give us the strength to abandon our attachments and to overpass our limitations. He will help us to begin a new life and a new relationship with him, to be his disciples and witness today. But of course, to be able to begin that journey, we need to be willing to go. I'm sure that many times you have been invited to go to different places. Hey, let's go to Holy Land. Let's go to Colombia. Let's go to Paris. Let's go to the Philippines. And you say, I will consider that. You have the possibilities. You have the money. You have the time. You have the, but you don't have the will. And then you say, no, sorry, I will stay home. That can happen. Lent is an invitation. God is inviting us, hey, let's go. Let us renew our life. Let us be something different. Let us be ready for Easter. And you say, I had listened that a few times ago. But, oh no, it's too much, too demanding. I prefer to be as I have been always. So we need to be willing to listen to the invitation from God. If we don't have the will, he is not going to push us to do it. No. We are just called and invited, not forced to do it. And to be able to do it, we need to have faith and we need to trust him. He said to us and to Abraham, do not be afraid. Raise up. Go. Do that project. Open your mind. Open your heart. Listen to my voice. We are invited today by the Word of God and by the Church in this Lenten season to listen to the call of Jesus to renew our life, to renew our relationship with God, with the living God, to renew our answer to the call God had made us, to renew our relationship with our fellow brothers and sisters, to renew our commitments in the spread of the good news of the gospel and salvation to those around us, and to renew the way we live out our faith and our belonging to the Church. Merciful and loving Father, help us to live this time of grace and renewal with faith, trust, and generosity of heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.